Chapter 3. Poindexter.
How long he had stood stone statue, the lawyer did not know. But when he regained his sense of time and place, the only sound he could hear was the silence of a cavernous emptiness. Funny how it could echo. And the only sensation he could feel was of a slight weight upon the tops of his feet. The beagle. As the lawyer turned his gaze reluctantly downward, the dog's natural perfume wafted up and tweaked his nose. Seeing that the lawyer had finally regained his senses, the beagle leapt joyfully, wiggling and skittering and thrashing the room with her tail. But the lawyer saw none of this. He was standing once again like stone, mortified and transfixed by the sight of dog slobber on his shiny black shoes. At that instant, Poindexter, the courthouse cat, strolled past the open door. In a blink, the beagle flew out the door, across the lobby, and into the town square beyond. Aroo! 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 Remembering his duty and obligation, the lawyer marched angrily after her. Oh, what an untidy sight confronted the lawyer as he stepped beneath the sky. Poindexter was a blurry, furry ball bouncing between the shoeshine chair and the newspaper stand, with the beagle right behind him. Newspapers, shoe brushes, and tins of polish were scattered about the lawn. Aroo! 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 Feet scrambling for purchase, the beagle tried to climb the side of the stand. Poindexter, convinced that the dog would succeed, dove in a valiant display of feline grace to the base of the official clock, and before you could say holly-go-lightly, was perched at the very top of it. Striding purposefully to the centre of the melee, the lawyer yanked at the beagle's leather collar and felt the touch of cold metal beneath his palm. He lifted the poor dog up by it and read the name on the finely engraved tag.
Intuition,
he said aloud.
So the animal has a name, but what are these words in fine print beneath it?
The lawyer lifted the collar and the choking beagle a little closer to his eyes so that he might make out the tiny words in the dimming light of afternoon. The world stood still. The lawyer lowered the collar and the beagle gently to the ground. Quickly he removed his belt, and slipping its tip beneath the dog's collar, looped it back through the buckle to form a makeshift leash. Then, without another word, he walked away with the beagle in tow. The only sound the lawyer could hear was the thunder of the tag's 8 tiny words in his mind. A gift for the son of the king. Poindexter was nowhere in sight.